Good morning to you, 832 Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro on the telephone. Good morning, sir. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Bob. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. Okay, so let's see. I don't know where to begin here. You have the Johnson & Johnson pause still going on, and I guess that's a good thing. It's as you would say, it's they're being overly cautious, but I guess that would be the right road to take, right?
Probably. I mean, I think while the FDA and the CDC consider what, if any, linkage there is between the dose and these blood clots, there are seven confirmed cases of blood clots. The question is, what is the causality? What's the linkage between the two? And then what's the action the FDA might take? It is likely, although, you know, again, this is what we read, it is likely the FDA would allow for the reinstatement and use of the Johnson & Johnson dose, but advise likely certain populations, could be women based on age. But again, this is not, the FDA has to make this decision to consult with a medical professional before taking the dose. We're hopeful that it's nominal, but we're all in the same boat. We're waiting for the FDA and the CDC to consult and then to advise. But until then, we're all pausing the use of the Johnson & Johnson doses until they give us some guidance.
There's no clotting with the Moderna or the Pfizer, correct?
That we know of. There's no certainly causality, meaning, yeah, you know, you take the shot and it results in this. We're not aware of that. There are reactions to vaccines.
Yeah.
There's reactions to polio vaccine, flu shot, to chickenpox, to shingles. The question is it severe? Is it likely? What's the likelihood? And how impactful is it? Those are questions the CDC and the FDA, ultimately FDA, will answer. But here's the thing. So, mm-hmm. Every time there's a reaction of any kind that is reported, medical professionals, including health departments like ours, report that to the Department of Health and Human Services. So there is this national ongoing evaluation of every vaccine ever given. So if you get your polio shot and you have some reaction, right, that gets reported to the Department of Health and Human Services, and they evaluate it. So they're always sort of looking at this data, trying to make determinations as to the effectiveness and the safety of any vaccine. And that is the case now. I've talked about it, right? You have these vaccines from years ago, maybe not the same medical scrutiny that we have today because of science technology, but keep in mind, they were not 100% without any reaction. And as people took them, we evaluated. You and I, since we're not that old, Bob.
That's correct. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, we can look backwards and say, well, it was our grandparents and parents who had to be
exactly.
They were the first ones to get those shots.
Exactly, right.
So we're living through this evaluation period. And again, everything we know, these are safe. There are always going to be some reactions that need to be evaluated, and the FDA will give guidance once they've concluded their determination.
So this
is problematic. I will say it's problematic for us in the county because we had available to us last week almost 1,500 actually almost 2,000 Johnson & Johnson doses. It was actually a large increase. The state has been, you're going to hear me say something you haven't heard me say often, the state has been very good at increasing Dutchess County's dose allotment these last 4 or 5 weeks. However, unfortunately, it's been with the Johnson & Johnson dose, which we want because the single dose allows us to get the smaller population, sort of the nooks and crannies of the community and build up our numbers. And so until we could reactivate those, we have about 2,600 Moderna shots that we're administering this week. There's several thousand being administered in the county. We, over these last 18 weeks, Dutchess County alone has administered about 60,000 doses. So, again, a little bit of shrinkage in the total allotment state and nationwide because of the Johnson & Johnson freeze or pause. But we're still administering doses this week.
You got
of the Moderna shots.
Yeah. That positivity rate is just like plateauing here. It's like a little over 4%.
Stubborn.
Yeah, man.
I'd like to punch it, Bob.
That's really, seriously, man. It just won't budge here. Wow.
No, and I talked a little bit about the town hall. Remember, the positivity rate's an imperfect measurement. We're not dismissing it. But, you know, if you have 100, so it's the number of positive cases that we saw yesterday divided by the total number of tests administered yesterday. Those two things have no commonality, right? Yeah. If you test a week ago and get your results in yesterday, that has nothing to do with the number of tests you issued yesterday. Yeah. But that said, that's the best measurement we have, and it's why we use the seven-day average. Now, we have come down a little bit. We're basically at 4%. We've been stuck at 4% for about 3 weeks now. And when I say we, I mean pretty much from Dutchess to the tip of Long Island, sort of stuck in that 4% range. Now, we've seen testing numbers come down slightly, so that does affect it on a day-to-day basis, right? 10 out of 10 is – a 10 out of 100 is 10%.
Yep.
10 out of 1,000 is 1%. So mm-hmm. as the test numbers fluctuate, it does affect the daily positivity. But we're still at about that 4%, and we're hopeful that in the coming days that will come down a little bit. Active cases down, even from Wednesday. We're now down to about 1,000 active cases. We were under 800 several weeks ago. We hope to get back into that neighborhood soon.
And stop flipping cars, you kids. What is the point of that? Don't understand the whole concept.
I was asked that outright.
Jeez.
So this was an off-campus party activity that college kids from Marist were involved in. You know, I know that college kids do things they think is fun, but we don't need emergency responders being distracted or redirected to a group of kids flipping over a vehicle. The other is, listen, we've all been through a lot, and Marist has been a great partner. They're going to handle the appropriate discipline, and law enforcement was involved. They responded effectively. A local police agency did its job. But just be better representatives. You know, listen, we're all trying to work to get you to cross that stage to graduate. We're all trying to get people back to work. I'm sure somebody would want to hire you someday. I don't think you want that video nor that reference to that kind of thing going on. So just be better representatives. But they don't need me being their father. That's not my job. I just ask them to be better representatives of themselves, their families, and the college.
Exactly. There's a pop-up tomorrow, Poughkeepsie High School. Am I right?
There is. Yeah, so we're partnering with a couple healthcare providers that have access to vaccines. This is the Pfizer dose. So they're starting at the Poughkeepsie School District. They're doing actually quite a number of doses tomorrow, principally to students because the Pfizer dose is available for 16-year-olds. They're going to continue to do that around the county. So what we're doing is partnering them up with school districts and other community agencies. I think actually Fishkill is going to participate. So it's not a county-run clinic. We're just collaborating to make sure that the doses get to parts of the county that need it, and they're starting in Poughkeepsie. So keep an eye out if you're a Poughkeepsie school student, 16 years of age or older, or in the Poughkeepsie school district. The district sent out information for you to schedule your appointment and participate. Please do that. And if you're a member of the Poughkeepsie School District, please reach out to the district if you haven't received that information, and they'll be able to get you in contact if there's still appointments available. Again, not a county clinic, but we're collaborating to make sure that there's the availability there.
And you still have the sites at the former JCPenney in the Galleria and also in Dover at CVS. Is it the former CVS or is that CVS
in
Dover?
It's the former CVS. Okay. We're only in the formers.
Okay.
That said, it's thousands of doses this week. Doing
good.
Really, really aggressive effort. And we're at about, you know, we're about 42% of total population vaccinated, which, by the way, if you pull out children out of our population, right, they're not eligible yet, we're probably at about 50%. So that's a good number, a little higher here than in Dutchess, than in Orange, a little bit lower by a few points than in Ulster. So we're kind of in that, you know, Dutchess is above the state average. And we just ask people to choose to be vaccinated, ask your medical professional, take some of the advice that you would seek. And then make the choice that you think is best for you. But we very much are prepared, and hopefully you might get vaccinated.
Good. DutchessNY.gov, and the telephone number is 845-486-3555. If you do not have access to site, they'll come pick you up. They'll arrange to get you done.
They'll arrange. We're not picking you up.
No.
But here's the other. Any public library in Dutchess, thanks to the Mid-Hudson Library Association, will help you register.
Yeah.
So reach out to your library. And if you are 60 years of age or older, this is not you, Bob.
No.
Other people who are 60 years of age or older, all you need to do is call the Office for the Aging, 486-2555. If you are 60 years of age or older and have not received your vaccine but want one, just call directly Office for the Aging at 845-486-2555. We will get you scheduled immediately.
That is fantastic. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, I thank you so much. Do you like your Apple Watch?
Yeah, I know. My wife told me I have to stop doing that. It looks real.
No.
Like my Apple Watch,
no,
it's distracting.
It looks great. I'm asking because I've looked at them several times and I haven't pulled the trigger yet, and I like it.
Love it.
Yeah?
I love it, and it reminds me to do things. In fact, every so often it says breathe.
That's true.
Apparently I don't.
I love it. Yeah, well, that's true. That does help. All right, listen, Mark, thank you for the time. We'll talk to you next week, all right?
You bet. Be safe, stay healthy. I'll talk to you next week.
Good job. 16 to 9.